The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
You know how people have been saying that Democrats will do literally the exact opposite of what Donald Trump does? Yeah, that has happened again. Trump has taken a very hard stance against terrorists this week, and Democrats are defending them. The big news of the week is that we might be going to war against Venezuela. Of course, that's what Democrats would have you know if you look at what they're saying. But the Trump administration, what they're doing is they have now struck down three terrorist boats in the Caribbean that were trafficking drugs. And it's fantastic. And Democrats are lying about this. One of my favorite things that Trump and his admin does is its transparency with these strikes, with what they do in foreign policy. We actually have the video of the ship shot down just this week. Take a look. So for those of you just listening and you couldn't see it, it was a clear shot of a small tactical boat. It was basically blown to smithereens before anyone even knew it was happening. I mean, you would not even be able to think before that explosion went off, which is fantastic because it is how the U.S. military should be operated. Some national intelligence has been leaked, which gives us clues into the plan for these boats, what the Venezuelan cartel is doing. This is according to a popular X account that has released some of these findings. They said, the drug boat Trump destroyed was likely headed towards Trinidad and Tobago. The government there has thanked the USA. The boats are custom built for this run in the ocean. They're big with three or four outboard engines. From Venezuela, they transport the drugs to the Los Roques archipelago, about 25 miles off the coast of Venezuela. Larger boats then take the packages and people and transport to Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic. From there, the drugs go to the USA and Europe. So great work by President Trump, obviously. This is according to Newsweek. President Maduro, who is, again, he's the socialist dictator in Venezuela, they said Maduro responded Monday, calling the strike a criminal attack and accusing the U.S. of launching a wider campaign against his country, which is classic socialist dictator talking points, really. It's what they do. They wage war against us in more subtle ways. You see it with socialist countries all over the world, whether it's through bots on the internet trying to hack into our elections, or whether it's them sending fentanyl to our country to try to murder us. They do it in subtle ways. And then they get obliterated when we find out, and especially when President Trump is in charge and not Obama and Biden. And then they whine and complain about it. And they talk about human rights abuses. Trump was asked while on a tarmac about Maduro's angry response. Trump did not seem to care very much.
Just one more on Venezuela. The president of Venezuela called the strike on the boat illegal. Are you concerned that Maduro might escalate something?
No, what's illegal are the drugs that were on the boat and the drugs that are being sent into our country and the fact that 300 million people died last year from drugs. That's what's illegal.
So Trump is a little bit off on his numbers, but he's right that it's a huge amount. So it's not 300, it's actually 60 million people, which is a ton of people, by the way. That is so many people to die every single year because of drugs. So if you want to talk about warfare, that's warfare. I think President Trump threw his strikes on the Venezuelan Tren de Aragua boats, maybe killed 12 people max. We're talking 60, I think 62 million people is how many have died of fentanyl and other drug overdoses from these cartel. That's warfare. Maduro is profiting off of murdering Americans. As you'd expect, and maybe you wouldn't expect, but you really should expect at this point, Democrats did not come out in favor of Trump. Rather, they came out in favor of the terrorists, which is wild. It's so wild, but here it is. It's a viral exchange. It went down between Democrats and J.D. Vance about 2 weeks ago over the strikes. We're talking about it now because new strikes just went down. The strike that I showed you at the beginning of the episode was from this week. But this is the kind of interaction that Democrats are having with J.D. Vance and other members of Trump's admin. J.D. Vance tweeted out, again, about 2 weeks ago, "Killing cartel members who poison our fellow citizens is the highest and best use of our military. 100% agree. Full stop." Brian Krasenstein, who is a very popular leftist on X, if you didn't know, retweeted, and by the way, this is just one of many, but he retweeted and said, "Killing the citizens of another nation who are civilians without any due process is called a war crime." And J.D. Vance responded, "I don't give a bleep what you call it," which is just absolutely the right response by J.D. Vance. It is. It's not a war crime to strike terrorists. It's not. For whatever reason, Democrats are intent on absolving terrorists of their crimes. They try to kind of lessen them by saying things like citizens or civilians, which is what Brian Krasenstein says in that, which makes no sense. These people are full terrorists. The Tren de Aragua cartel is a terrorist organization, as are all the cartels in El Salvador, in Mexico, Guatemala, and in Venezuela. They don't get due process outside of the United States borders. Like, that's not a thing. That's not a constitutional. The Constitution does not afford due process outside of its own borders. Now, obviously, there are limits to this. We don't want to get out of hand. We don't want to return to Obama or Bush days where we just strike civilians and this becomes a new war. We're in the Middle East, for example. Like, I don't want to put troops on the ground in Venezuela. That's not what we're talking about here. But the beautiful thing about President Trump's foreign policy is that he's never once gotten us into some sort of long-term foreign entanglement or war. It's never happened. And there's, obviously the left is doing this, we can expect that, but there's a small faction on the right that is talking about and being very critical of President Trump for these strikes, acting like he's gonna get us in some sort of long-term war. I don't know why they would think that, because he's been president now for 5 years and he's never done it once. We have there's no evidence that he's ever wanted to do it. And so what he's doing here is no different. He has designated the Tren de Aragua cartel, which unfortunately we have a huge problem with here in Utah, where I live. So I know full well how evil these people can be. And they were led in through Biden's border policies. But he designated them a terrorist organization, and he is targeting them. It's that simple. And he's doing it at home with ICE, and he's even doing it abroad with these people who are trying to traffic fentanyl into our country through Puerto Rico. The reason that they are a terrorist organization is, again, because they are murdering Americans with fentanyl. It's not like they're just being mean guys, or even that they're attacking our allies. I think there's an argument that could be made that we should take out terrorists that hurt our allies. There's also an argument that could be made that would be, no, those are our allies. We like them. You know, we can maybe share intel with them, but they need to do the striking. I think both of those arguments are fine. I think they're both understandable. But that's not what's happening here. What we're seeing here is they are attacking us. So why in the world would we allow them to exist? How is that America first to just let Tren de Aragua terrorists hurt Americans? And there's, again, this restraint part of the MAGA movement who is trying to tell Trump to not do this. But again, if we don't attack our enemies when they're directly attacking us, then what is foreign policy even for? That's zero foreign policy. That's nothing. That's crazy. That's as crazy as having an open border. And that's what we had, and we rejected that. So I think we should reject that part of MAGA who is saying these ridiculous things. And I'm not going to name names today, but there's a lot of popular people out there saying ridiculous things about this. Also, it's a double whammy because, as I talked about, our allies are quite happy about it. You've got Trinidad and Tobago who love this because it also protects them. So it's a win-win. It's good for our allies. It's good for America. Obviously, the top priority is America, but if we help the allies along the way, all the better. A reporter asked Trump why he's being so aggressive with Venezuela right now. I think he got a fantastic answer. Take a look.
Well, I would say this right away. Stop sending Tren de Aragua into the United States. Stop sending drugs into the United States. We knocked off actually three boats, not two, but you saw two. I would say to him very strongly, stop sending people from your prisons into our country. They're sending their prisoners. They've done that already.
So as I mentioned, the problem we're having here in Utah is that Venezuela sent their prisoners here to America. That is true. And that is war. We do not want the criminals of Venezuela. If Trump didn't strike them back, I think it would be an incredibly weak position for the United States. Fortunately, he did it. So, Tren de Aragua, not the only terrorist organization Trump dealt with this week. He also designated Antifa a terrorist organization in the wake of Charlie Kirk's death. I think this was fantastic. This is his announcement that he put out. He posted on Truth Social, "I am pleased to inform our many USA patriots that I am designated designating Antifa a sick, dangerous, radical left disaster as a major terrorist organization. I will also be strongly recommending that those funding Antifa be thoroughly investigated in accordance with the highest legal standards and practices." And of course, his famous tagline, "Thank you for your attention to this matter. This is an absolute necessity." And this is something that I'm stunned hasn't happened in the past. Antifa, if you didn't know, is an incredibly violent group of people. They've done incredibly violent things over the last few years. A lot of people on the left claim that they are a decentralized organization, meaning it's just isolated things, but there's a lot of evidence that that is not true. There have been dozens of events that have resulted in a lot of violence and clearly have been funded and coordinated. These are just a few examples from the CSIS website. In July 2019, you had a guy named Willem Van Spronsen, who described himself as an Antifa supporter, who attacked an ICE detention facility, used Molotov cocktails, and tried to ignite a propane tank, and he was ultimately killed by police. In August of 2020, you had this guy named Michael Raynell, I think was his name, self-identified Antifa, unfortunately shot and killed a member of a far-right group. Protests, there have been many protests over the U.S., from UC Berkeley to Portland. You also had a famous case where a journalist named Andy Ngo was attacked by a group while covering protests. He was like chased out. Media reports noted confrontations between him and Antifa members, and ultimately he was beaten pretty mercilessly. It was all over the news. So again, those are just a few examples. Antifa certainly was present at Charlie Kirk's assassination. The FBI is actually looking into reports that they were involved right now. We know that there were some radical LGBTQ groups that were involved in potentially inspiring the shooter. We don't know if Antifa was one of those groups, but we know there were a lot of hecklers, and I guarantee they were part of Antifa subchats and discords, as I'm sure the FBI will release very shortly. The craziest part, though, is through all of this, through Tren de Aragua, through Antifa, leftists still came out and were outraged when Trump made the designation. They just love the terrorists. These people will literally defend terrorists so long as Donald Trump has decided to attack them. So it's one of, I think, the greatest, greatest mental illnesses we have ever seen, and I think it will be studied for generations. Before we get back to the news, guys, I wanted to tell you about my weekly newsletter. It's a Substack. If you haven't heard, it's just something that comes in your email completely free to you, where I'm able to write down some of my thoughts, some of the things that happened during the week that I wasn't able to get to on the show. So go check it out right now. The link is in the description below. This is breaking news. Trump has delayed the TikTok ban for the fourth time now, and he's doing this because he's finishing off negotiations with China to sell it off. I'm going to be talking about who's making the deal, why I think it's actually a little bit of a concern. This is according to CNN. They say a proposal to save TikTok from going dark in the United States would involve investments from a number of U.S.-based venture capital firms, private equity groups, and tech companies. Together, the investors would create a new U.S.-based company that will operate the app domestically. Sources familiar with the framework told CNN. And they finish saying, among the investors, this is where it gets a little crazy, which are expected to own roughly 80% stake in TikTok, with Chinese shareholders holding the rest, are Oracle, Andreessen Horowitz, and Silver Lake. The new consortium would also be operated by a majority U.S. board, including a member appointed by the Trump administration. Okay, so I want to address the good and the bad. There's some good, there is some bad that I'm concerned about. It is good that China is going to divest, right? That's the most important part. The very fact, I think, that Trump and Xi Jinping are the ones negotiating this out shows that this was a Chinese tool from the beginning. Like, she is kind of, he's admitting that, right? He wouldn't be part of the negotiations. Like, otherwise, the presidents wouldn't be involved. It would just be businesses talking it out. But the fact that she is part of the negotiations tells you everything you need to know about TikTok and its purpose. It's good. Obviously, it's not going to be a tool for the CCP anymore. Where things get a little bit tricky is in the next part of the story. This is according to CNN as well. They say Oracle executive chairman Larry Ellison, who last week briefly became the world's richest person, has widely been rumored to be involved in discussions to buy TikTok's U.S. assets. Trump in January had said he would champion Ellison, a Trump supporter, buying the app's U.S. assets. Ellison's company already had a relationship with TikTok. Oracle in 2020 began hosting TikTok's U.S. data, and it briefly reached a deal with the first Trump administration that year to buy TikTok before that deal was ultimately blocked. Here's where I get nervous. The fact that Ellison already works with TikTok makes it make sense that he would buy it, but at the same time, this is the kind of thing that makes Trump look bad. Ellison and Trump are friends. TikTok is one of the most expensive companies in the world, has a tremendous amount of power in terms of its communication. And again, whether it's good for the country or not, negotiating a deal as president for your friend to buy a massive company looks corrupt. Maybe Trump looks at this and he really has none of that in his mind. Maybe he's just truly thinking what's best for America. But regardless, it looks like a favor. Even if he's thinking those things, it looks like a favor. And to be honest, I don't like it. So here's my ideal world. In my ideal world, TikTok wouldn't be divested from China. I think it should just be banned from the US completely. We don't need it. I don't know why anybody wants it. TikTok is one of the most disgusting apps in the history of social media. It's not even close, really. I mean, there's some social media apps. I know that there are, you know, they come with the bad and the good. Like, there's some good, there's some bad. TikTok is pretty much as bad, in my opinion. It ruins relationships, brainwashes children, makes everyone stuck in their phones. I honestly hate it as an app. And again, this is coming from someone who would be hurt technically in my business if TikTok was banned, since I post on there. But I, you know, I try to make it a better place as it is right now, but I will gladly have my content banned there if it means the other trash would be banned as well on there. Now, again, it's not because I hate free speech. It's because if you look at the Constitution for free speech, there's no constitutional right that children have to be getting brainwashed. You know what I mean? So there's these questions from the left and even some on the right saying, well, that's just anti-free speech. Yeah, I'm sorry. You don't just get to say whatever you want to my child, right? And even especially the children who don't have supervision, have good parents who are actually keeping them off TikTok in the first place. So if you want to make a TikTok for adults, I guess that's fine. I guess that's okay, maybe. But don't give me a TikTok where children can be brainwashed and have their self-worth destroyed. And also don't give me a TikTok where China gets to control what we see. You guys can let me know. I don't even think this is a left or right wing. Let me know in the comments down below what you think the best course of action is for TikTok. The progressive left is a cult. I talk all about it in my book, A New Cult. Go check it out right now on Amazon. I talk about a lot of things that big tech won't let me talk about, but it's all there. It's really fun read. I had a great time writing it. The link is in the description below. Thank you so much for watching this episode, everybody. Please like the video so other great patriots will be able to see it. And you can tune in every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the live show, or you can watch another video right here.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Sherwin-Williams summer sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.